Welcome everybody. Today is April 7th. It's 1:30 in the afternoon. We will call this work session with Los Alamos County Board County Commissioners to order. Commissioner Lopez, would you please lead us in invocation this afternoon?
Yes, sir. Our most heavenly Father, we ask for your guidance, for your presence, and for your wisdom to be with us. We thank you for walking with us one day at a time. And we ask that you may never forgive each and every one of us. Thank you for the many blessings that you send our way. We say thank you. We ask that you be with us in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Haas, would you please lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Haas?
Here.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
I am here. Any changes to the agenda, Mr. Dornkamp?
No, Commissioner, no changes.
Okay, I entertain a motion at this time to approve the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes, item A, weed treatment discussion with SPPRCD. Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioners, the topic of discussion today is weed treatment program for Los Alamos County and discussion as part of that with Spanish Peaks Purgatory River Conservation District. In the past, we've been able to work out an IGA with SPP, but there were some concerns with proposed 2021 IGAs. So this discussion, in my opinion, needs to take place to see if we can't work out any differences and figure out a way to have a good path forward.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Dornkamp. As I recall, last meeting we had, we were going to have some dialogue between, I believe, yourself, Shelly Simmons, and their board, and our county attorney, if I remember correctly. What is the result of those conversations, and where are we at with the IGA? Has that been finalized, or where are we at with that? I understand there might be an email that possibly looking at a contractual agreement with the authority, or the IGA is out the window. What are we looking at this point?
We, the county submitted an IGA, proposed IGA to SPP. And at that time, myself and Ms. Simmons had discussion, and she asked to, and I agreed to have a work session that perhaps, as you alluded to, commissioners, a different route we want to take rather than an IGA, perhaps do contractual services with SPP. Shelly, can you chime in, please?
Sure. Yeah, that's roughly correct, Phil, what we discussed. I guess, though, before we completely throw the IGA out the window as a way to move forward, we do need to understand how the contract process works with the county. So that is, we'll need to go over that process first. Initially, I had given the county an IGA, the original draft for 2021, and you all didn't agree to it. So Phil just sent the same IGA that was from 2019, and which was something that we can't do that much work at that level for the same amount of input from the county. So that's kind of, I guess we are all kind of just coming to a standstill there. So, you know, I guess my thought is we just need to move forward today with what we think we can provide for one another. And whether that goes into an IGA or a contract, I guess we'll have to decide that.
Okay, thank you for your input, both of you. So if the district is kind of in a standstill with the proposal we initially submit or secondly submitted for the previous year wouldn't work. Contractually, if we were to enter that realm, I'm not sure if we would need to, since this is a specialized item that you, or a service that you guys would provide, whether or not we'd have to go out to bid proposal. I don't think so, unless you see otherwise, Mr. Dorenkamp, if there's others in the area that provide that same service of this type of control. Shally, is there any other organizations in the Los Angeles County that provides this service?
So it depends on what you're talking about. There would be components that potentially would be. So if you're talking about right away spraying, which I have pretty much managed that for the county for the past 2-3 years through the CDA grant. And we did, you know, get bids. But there's such a broad, a large area to treat. We would contract with two contractors and then Donna would spray. So, and then my part of it, as far as managing the grants and mapping, you know, reporting and doing all that stuff, I think is very specialized. The African rue spraying, I think since we have been working with the county on that for, since 2017, it's actually 16, we probably ought to continue with that partnership because we know what's out there. We need to keep diligently chipping away at the African rue, but the right of way would be one where you could put that those components out for bid. It's a little tricky because certainly Donna cannot spray all your right of way for you. She could do a part of it. So yeah, I don't know the answer to that. Really.
Yeah, and I wasn't sure, 100% sure if that was a possibility, but in hearing that just now, it sounds like it probably would have to follow our bid procurement process, whether you were the only bidder or not on that moving forward. And since there are other entities that could do right away and so forth, when it comes into the specialty stuff, that might be able to be looked at differently. I'm not 100% sure. That would have to be determined by our council and Mr. Dorenkamp moving forward. So I open it up to the commissioners at this point. If any comments or questions for either the county or Ms. Simmons.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, all of you, for being here. Commissioner Felix Lopez. My question is, what is separating us? Where is the difference between an IGA and a contractual agreement? You know, and I do believe that anytime the county enters into a contractual agreement, I would, my personal opinion is that probably we have to go out and get other bidders and competitive pricing. So is it that far away that we are within an IGA, Mr. Dorenkamp or Shelley, that we cannot come to some kind of a middle ground?
Well, I'm not sure what the middle ground is because I attended 3 meetings, commissioner meetings, and presented what we're, you know, what we've been working on together. And we requested, you know, in this new IGA for 2021, what we were willing to do for, if you want to continue at the same level that we've been doing, we just need more input from the county. But you guys kept putting it off. And so we're unclear. We kind of were getting the feeling that there was some holdup with the county, but we never have understood why. Bill, you might chime in if I'm missing something here, but we presented a new IGA for 2021. And you guys came back with the exact same IGA that we've had since we've been doing the IGA, I think, since 2018. I guess that question goes back to the county. I don't know what the holdup is there.
If I remember correctly, we did send back a revised version of an IGA that was different from the previous year. Phil, is that what we did?
No, Commissioner. What we did is myself and Attorney Nelson went through the proposed IGA that was sent to us from SPP, and we edited parts of it that we thought needed to be changed. And I think SPP took it from there, made, or I guess I should say, we're probably in agreement with some of those, but not with some of the other recommended changes. And that's when I just asked that we not go ahead, or that we go ahead and enter into the prior IGA until we had a chance to discuss this further. But I think SPP had some concerns about entering into the past IGA. I think the current one, or the one that was sent to us, the most recent one sent to us from SPP, I think asked for more money, asked for a vehicle to be almost dedicated to SPP. And the vehicle in the past that we've been trying to donate, or I guess to have to SPP's use, is a road and bridge vehicle. And
hey, Phil, I don't mean to interrupt, but before you go further on the vehicle, I did want to give you guys an update. So thank you for that reminder. The district did purchase a truck. So we actually have a truck now that is dedicated for Donna. So the county would not have to provide a truck for Donna at this point. So I apologize. That just recently happened. So
no need to apologize. And let me think. I can't recall off the top of my head. I'm looking through the redlined proposed IGA, and nothing really jumps out except for those two things.
So if I remember correctly, it was basically the vehicle was one of the issues, and also amount of input, which you call input, I call it money. Is that what we were looking at, dollars or in-kind services, Shelley?
Yeah, so there's in-kind services, but we were asking for more money to pitch in for Donna's salary. And maybe that's where the impasse has been with you all. I don't really know. I'm just assuming. I don't know that. Yes.
And I apologize, Commissioner Lopez. Continue. Commissioner Hess?
No, I believe that was the concern also, was the truck.
Okay, so if you guys have a truck now, that might change things quite a bit, because that expense and that fuel, would you still need the fuel? Would you?
Yes.
So maybe you guys can have a quick meeting here shortly and a budget presented now that that has changed to Mr. Dorenkamp, and then that can be implemented possibly before the board to request an approval on that agreement. If that's just the impasse, I agree with Commissioner Felix Lopez that if we just have some small issue here, now that we have the big issue with the vehicle, I think, or the two vehicles we've requested in the past, I think we could possibly get that accomplished. I mean, again, if we go out to contract, we have to follow a bid procurement process. Unless your board is adamant of doing that procedure, I think it might be quicker to go this route and see if it can be negotiated with a new formulated IGA, taking out the vehicle aspect of it, implementing the amount of dollars you'd be requesting, and we kind of just modified what was the original offset or the discrepancy in the budget that was proposed for this year, instead of us just going back to the last year proposal. Would that work for the county and for your organization, Shelley? And Phil, would that ask them both of you?
This is Bill Wilkinson. I'm the chairman of the SPP RCD, and I thought I ought to chime in. I've been listening to this. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, and welcome. Thank you.
Yes, I've been here. Thank you. Thank you for all coming together. We truly believe this is important. Shelley was kind of doing the heavy lifting right there, and she did tell you that we have a truck. Yes, we can do that. One of the things that we are changing our kind of our structure with our spraying in the past, and the fact that you guys have been able to help us take off, we appreciate the fact that with the truck, Donna at the time was not licensed, and so she was she didn't have all the licenses. She had quite you know, several, but since we started all this, Donna has procured all the licenses she needs to basically, we don't need to have her operating under Bobby's license, which she was doing the last few years as she was testing. So now she is, I think she's got one more test to go, and I think it has to do with aquatics, which transfers over to the irrigating part, but everything else she is now certified in. And so we can we're ready to roll with that. We're ready. We got a pickup because, you know, in cases like this, we felt we need to be more autonomous. And so as this has developed along, we are also changing our actually, I shouldn't say changing, we're actually adding a business structure to all this. What we can do, and we'd like to work with y'all, we can do come in and put a budget with a request. One of the things that kind of happened, and I think it kind of backfired a little bit on this IGA, Shelley, when she put out the IGA, and she put those numbers, and Shelley and I have talked about this, she kind of tends to shoot big and then kind of figure that, well, we'll be some more negotiations. Somewhere along the line, the negotiations weren't really happening. You know, if she asked for 20, you might come back and say, well, we'll give you 10 or vice versa. But anyway, that may be where there was a little bit of separation. I think we can work on this. If you're asking for us to come up with a proposal to rework the IGA and make it palatable for everybody, I'm certainly sure that we can do that. If that's what y'all want to do, we do too. We'd still want to keep a good relationship with the county. I think it's good for both of us. I will say this much. We're already getting people contacting, excuse me, where, you know, there is a time limit on spraying. And so there's a window where these plants become mature and it's too late. And we are getting private owners starting to contact and whatnot about that. Now, we are also setting where we are going to set our rates where they are very comparable with the commercial applicators out there, because we don't want to them feel like we're cutting their legs out from under them. We want to be competitive with them and basically the same kind of pricing, so that, you know, they don't feel like it's unfair. Anyway, with that being said, we are willing to send something to you. If you guys are agreeable to that and continue to have a relationship.
Thank you, Mr. Wilkinson, for your comments today. Mr. Dorenkamp, do you have anything to add or comment regarding that possible structure of moving forward?
No, I think it's worth revisiting. And SPP has provided a really huge service to the citizens of Los Angeles County. And as we've discussed in the past, we want to keep that relationship going. I would ask that Shelley revamp her last submitted IGA and re-review it and add our edits to us, send it back to her, and see if we can't come to some kind of an agreement.
Okay, Ms. Nelson, do you have any issues with us moving forward in this direction?
No, I think continuing to work together and work on the IGA is a good idea.
Okay, great. And I'm glad we were able to get together today. Doing the other route, it would take a lot more time consuming for going out for contractual bid procurement process. And you're right, Mr. Wilkinson, we only have a short window of time for these different species of of these weeds and that could get the spraying done on them. So having said that, I think if Ms. Simmons and Mr. Dornkamp can get together and finalize something to present to the board here within their time that they have available to them. I know they're both very busy this time of year, and then get back to the board and we can make a decision sooner than later. Are there any other comments on that from the board? Okay, seeing none from Shelley or Mr. Wilkinson, any other comments on this?
Just out of curiosity, will you have a budget for some right-of-way spraying? I know maybe it's not any of my business, but it is some of my business. I was just curious because, again, we have a time frame that we have to get all that within. And I guess that, I don't know who that, is that directed to you, Phil? I mean, I'm just asking.
I'd have to look, but what we've done and historically what we've done is set aside at least $15,000 for weed treatment. And as we speak, I'm looking through our budget to see if I can see it right quick, because I didn't see where our finance director was on this call. And who knows, I may not have included her either.
I'm not going to hold you to it, Phil. I'm just to that number either. What it is that, you know, so there may be some right-of-way spraying to be done.
I would say that's a real fair assumption, because going into 2021's budget last fall, we would have budgeted for right-of-way spraying.
Okay.
Or I should say weed control.
Right. Other than that, I really don't have any more comments. We can get back. I don't know how we'll try and get something done. And of course, I'm going to confer with Shelley about this and the whole board, and we'll see how fast we can get that going. Anyway, thank you for your time, though.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wilkinson and Shelley and everybody being on the call today. And this is something that I've worked with closely for 4 years. Now that I've been on, and this is my fifth year working with your organization. So I think we are at a good point today and moving forward. I'm glad we were able to have this conversation. And Mr. Dornkamp and Ms. Simmons can get together. And I hate to put that on you guys, because I know you got a lot on your table, but as soon as you possibly can, so we can come to an agreement and move forward with an IGA with your organization.
Oh, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Okay. If there's nothing else, Commissioner Lopez?
No, sir.
Nothing else? We'll entertain a motion to adjourn at this time.
Motion to adjourn, and thank you all for being here today.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you.